This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is the optimistic DJV program. Good way to start the hour out. Everybody's coughing, sneezing. Jay, you okay now? Everybody's put the pieces together of the day. Victoria's here. Jennifer's here. We have the sneezes, the sniffles, the coughs. As long as not we're not foaming out of the mouth, I think we're all okay. That's a visualization, isn't it? Yeah. Well, let's hope that that's not the case. There's a thing about how we look around for good things to talk about. I almost think that the positive news thing, that handle, is getting overused. I don't know what a better way is. Optimism, another way of focusing on what's positive or what's good, being, because life is so bumpy, the road is bumpy, and we don't know always where the road is going to lead us. So if we're optimistic and we think, this is going to be a good turn of events and thoughts or things, then people will be so afraid. I think there's such, one of the things I rail against all the time, as you know, is fear-based thinking, being afraid of, well, what is going to happen if this or that goes on. Sometimes, maybe to be, but the old fear or flight thing, better to be prepared. But then there is just so much, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be awful. And Victoria teases me about being Captain Curmudgeon sometimes. It depends on what's going on. I think basically my outlook on life is full speed ahead, and I kind of marvel myself at me sometimes because it's like a...
You marvel at yourself?
I do, because and I say this not to get, pat on the back, but doing this program over the years has not been an easy task.
No, that's
and
true.
And it's like swimming upstream. You know how the salmon swim upstream? Maybe they even swim up waterfalls, which is certainly something to visualize. You ever seen video of a salmon swimming up a waterfall?
It's wild.
It really is.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and how do they do it? Strength, it just takes strength. With the salmon, each year they kind of go back to where they came from. And don't we all Jay's back to her roots in Cleveland for a while. Victoria lives close to her roots where her folks are. Jennifer lives down the street, literally. I'm still in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
That is kind of funny, actually. All four of us are doing that now.
Yeah.
Used to say? What is it? Chickens come home to roost?
To roost.
Or whatever,
right?
Yeah. That's the old thing.
That's what the thinking about the spawning grounds of the salmon, because that's what I remember learning when we were studying fish in biology. It was one of the first things I remember learning. I was a sophomore, junior in high school, sophomore probably, because we took chemistry in juniors. So it was the mating habits of certain animals and species and how they go back to where they came from. Look at the whales and what they, how far they swim. Sharks even.
Sure.
And the birds that fly literally up and down the from the north to the south in this country. It's amazing to see how Mother Nature takes care of its own. I just was thinking about that. I was also thinking about the situation. It's so amazing to me when you look at the story of Steve Wynn. You know Steve Wynn? Steve Wynn, the fellow, he's one of the richest people in America, owns a lot of owns a lot of Las Vegas, frankly, casinos and hotels and that sort of stuff. And apparently the Justice Department has said that he's a middleman for the Chinese government and a lot of things that are going on that are very questionable in our country. And so he hasn't registered as an agent. Apparently you're supposed to do that if you're representing a country.
That's a big one.
Business. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, people get busted on that a lot when they don't register as a foreign agent.
Well, he's gotten busted big time. The U.S. Department of Justice said that he talked a lot to Trump, for example, and members of the administration back in 2016, 2017, 2018, to the Chinese had requested to cancel a visa of some Chinese business people who had come to our country to seek asylum. And it was the Chinese government went to Wynn and said, see if you can't get this guy KO'd. So we get him back. And, you know, what happens when people pull that sort of a stunt, the Chinese try to come to America.
So I want to know about how he got involved with the Chinese, though.
I do, too. Did they have do the Chinese have any kind of betting? Do they have casinos? What do they have?
Or
do they
investments, have right? I mean, they could be investors.
No, big time, because it's so much. It's just cash.
Well, I mean, culturally, too. Like, I mean, I've been to Atlantic City, I've been up to Foxwoods, and now I've been to Vegas. And culturally, gambling is huge for Chinese people.
Is it?
So, yeah. Like, they're up at Foxwoods in Connecticut, there are entire ballroom-sized casino floors, and it's all, everything's in Chinese. It's a Chinese game, and I forget the name of it, but it's just a specific type of gambling. It's Chinese dealers and all Chinese people. And so, yeah, it's a very big thing culturally.
This is the first, what the Justice Department calls, affirmative civil lawsuit under some law that's been in effect for three decades, and nobody has ever challenged, that is, nobody's ever been brought up on charges. The charge is a foreign government uses an American citizen as its agent to influence policy decisions in our government. And it wasn't aimed at just the Chinese, although the Chinese now have become guilty, as have the Russians. Imagine an American. I can't imagine somebody. This is like treason. This guy is really kind of guilty of treason, taking the interests of China ahead of the interests of our country. I think that's unfathomable to me. But there have been other people who have been charged with this. They go back to 2014. There was another incident, I can't remember who it was, but it was the other way around. A person who was Chinese came to America to try to influence, you know, they were trying to influence policy and stuff, as they always, that's kind of what the Russians are doing with all of their hacking. Maybe, why do we, I guess my question would be to Steve Wynn or to the Chinese, what the heck do you need him for? You can hack into pretty much anything that you want. You've shown that you can do that by screwing up elections and influencing business deals and even
public. Well, I think you already said it at the beginning here. It's cash. That's, you can't hack for cash. Right. You can hack for crypto. But yeah. if you want to have, you know, real hardcore American currency, well, I think a Vegas casino, we've all seen the movies, right? With the right. Ocean's 11, 8, 9,
yeah.
10, and 10,000. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's the appeal right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, I've been always kind of ambivalent about Steve Wynn.
Oh, I've always I have always been
like
very against him.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised in the least that this is a scumbag move that a scumbag would do.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it take scumbags to own casinos like that? Yeah, that business is pretty scummy.
I don't know.
Is he tied to the mob in some way, shape, or form? A lot of people think that goes.
I mean, the mob in its current incarnation is not Bugsy Siegel.
It's not the real mob anymore.
No.
Oh, doggone it. Anyway, so that's what's going on with Steve Wynn. A 21-year-old Russian soldier who's been on trial this week for committing war crimes during the invasion of Ukraine actually pled guilty to killing that unarmed civilian. His name, why do we try
to... He's probably hoping for leniency, right? I mean, he got busted. They know that he did it. He killed this 65-year-old man who was riding a bicycle. It's, you know, this is kind of going to be really symbolic, I think, because this is the first war crime trial in Ukraine. Now, on the other hand, again, going back to what you had said earlier about, you know, when we were talking about Google and the tech report with Russia... You know, Russia's retaliating constantly. They're very reactionary, which I think is actually interesting because they're really back on their heels in almost every sense of the word. You know, I mean, every angle of this invasion has got Putin on his heels, and they're reacting now even with this. So the 21-year-old Russian soldier on trial, and now Russia came out and says that they have 1,700, almost 1,800 Ukrainian soldiers that they've captured, who are going to face,
well,
who knows what their version of trial is. Yeah.
No, they're torturing him.
That's very typical of what Russia's doing.
The lack of information that we're getting from the so-called, I mean, I don't even know if there's a front line, if it can be described in Ukraine and Russia. Why are we not getting any, like, even cell phone footage from soldiers about what's going on in the fighting? Have you noticed
even
that?
Ukrainian
we haven't seen
soldiers?
Any of it. Yeah, we haven't seen anything. Like, in Baghdad or in Iraq, you would always have footage of front line. I don't know that I'm speculating on anything. I just think it's weird that it's a complete
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on TikTok and Instagram and WhatsApp. I mean, they're actually, we did this last week in the tech report, too, that there are a bunch, I think it's a bipartisan committee that wants all those tech companies, instead of, because of their policy of not showing graphic video, they're wiping out all these videos, and they're saying that this is actual evidence of war crimes. So they're trying to appeal to the tech companies to make an exception and flag these videos, take them off the public view, but keep them. Don't dump them out of the database, because they're going to be used in, you know, in international court when they start, you know, prosecuting all these people.
So I just wonder where all the images are. That's all. It feels very strange.
That's a good question.
This is the most.
Yeah.
I mean, we just assume stuff that's happening because we don't actually get to see it. It's
well,
weird.
I thought we had cleaned out the U.S. Embassy in Russia, in Moscow, but apparently we haven't.
We did, didn't we?
I don't know. I see the.
Oh, maybe we're thinking of Ukraine, and then now they're back in Ukraine. Yeah,
well,
I don't know about Russia.
The U.S. Embassy, the State Department says that the embassy tried three times to go visit Brittany Griner this month, and they haven't been able to see her. The Russians wouldn't tell the American or whoever it was from the embassy where she was. And I guess I'm thinking to myself two things. They're really intent on keeping her there and trying to use her as a pawn. And secondly, I didn't realize we still had people in the U.S. embassy in Russia.
I don't think we've shut down and left. We evacuated the embassy in Kyiv because of the fighting, but now they're reopening that.
Huh. Okay, well, see, I'm so impressed with the two of you. I learn something every day from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. It's 18 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
A
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug to go through things from our social media, things that people are sending our way or things we observe in the trending box. I thought it was interesting to learn. I'm listening. I'm not one who's following this trial, Amber and Johnny, but I'm looking and I'm seeing some things that have come to the surface. For example, apparently James Franco spent the night with Amber Heard the night before she filed for divorce. Was that the only night that she was? Did that come out in the trial or did that just come out?
It came out in the trial because there's elevator footage of her walking him. They ride the elevator down together. She's in bare feet and like a nightgown with a sweater wrapped around her. And so they're resting their heads on each other's shoulders in the elevator at like midnight. And Johnny was out of town. So, yeah.
Really?
But she had testified that Johnny definitely had a lot of issues with James Franco. Well, now we know why. He was boning his wife.
Hey, cute. Well, he has that kind of reputation anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sort of.
James Franco? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Speaking of reputations, Jay, Woody Harrelson has urged folks here, there, and everywhere to do what Jackie Wilson sang about in his song. You remember? Am I the only one here who remembers that song? The song is called Higher and Higher. It's a fabulous, great rock representation of the late 60s, early 70s. At any rate, apparently Woody is taking the message from that song pretty seriously, right?
Yeah, he wants people to get an altitude adjustment with his dispensary named The Woods WeHo in West Hollywood.
Huh? What's it called?
The Woods.
The Woods. WeHo.
That's a great name.
What does it mean? What is WeHo?
West Hollywood. WeHo.
West Hollywood,
oh.
Yeah.
The Woods Weed. Okay,
Yeah, there it's a legal cannabis apothecary, and there's also going to be a consumption lounge in the backyard. It's pretty exciting stuff.
I think we will be visiting next week.
We're going to go over there?
Why not? Yeah.
So when we can't find Victoria, we know exactly where to find her.
She's with Woody Harrelson again.
Follow the Cheetos.
So is Bill Maher, I see a connection to him. Is he in this with Harrelson? What's his... He talks openly about his use of cannabis, and so does Woody Harrelson, as far as that's concerned. So are they in this together? Are they? What's the connection
here? He helped bring the whole thing to life. So the dispensary was actually founded by Harrelson, along with Urban Markets founder Devin Wheeler. And then they worked with Bill Maher, Jay Handel, and designer Thomas Shoes to really bring the store to life.
Mm-hmm. So here is a big, there's lots of money in this stuff. It's a good business venture. I've been involved on the negative end of it for 3 years or so, but I could see how it would be something that was attractive. And Harrelson's so identified with it anyway. He and Wesley Snipes on the Oscar night were both high as a kite. And does it come from smoking grass? How did they get everybody over to weed?
Yeah, he's been an outspoken activist since 1996 when he was arrested for planting hemp seeds in protest of a Kentucky state law that put marijuana and industrial hemp into the same category. Mm-hmm. So he's been at this for a long time.
He's been wearing hemp for 30 years, like in his clothing.
Yeah. That's legitimate. He's right about that. There is the difference is distinctly stark. 28 past the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
Well, you all have kept this primary fun and you've kept me grounded because when I get home, I get reminded that there are still dishes to do and trash to take out. So I'm eternally thankful that God has blessed me with such an amazing family.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The CDC reported a Massachusetts man has a rare case of monkeypox. Monkeypox is typically limited to Africa, but a small number of confirmed or suspected cases has been reported this month in the United Kingdom, Portugal, and Spain. The man traveled to Canada at the end of April to meet friends and returned in early May. The statement said he used private transportation and he is in good condition at a Massachusetts hospital. A bill being written in Missouri would protect doctors that prescribe medications President Trump touted as useful against COVID-19. Some political opponents of Trump politicized the drugs that could have been used to save more lives.
A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASA's 45-year-old spacecraft Voyager 1, now on an interstellar mission, continues to talk with Earth and take commands. But some of the data it's sending back could no way be happening aboard the spacecraft. The issue is not put the craft in safe mode, and as the saying goes, if it works. Voyager 1 is currently 14.5 billion miles from Earth. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer and Jay, and V for Victoria. The situation with communication that is between us, the four of us, and then the communication between us and our listeners, the connection that Jay has on social media, the Twitter followers and Instagram followers and Facebook followers, we all get input from people. As a matter of fact, are we about to start a phone line, Jay? Where are we with having taken people's comments on a phone line? I think we were close to doing that, but I've forgotten where
we are. Yeah, it's there. We got it. It's
we got
set
it?
Up and ready.
Oh, really? How come we're not promoting it?
I have been on social media, and now we're promoting it on air right this minute. The number is 502-617-4DJV. That's 502-617-4358.
Really? Okay, we'll have to talk about
that. How does it work? You just call. Doug's wonderful voice chimes in, gives you the directions.
Oh, you mean you have to call someone?
Oh my God, no! Oh!
I'm out.
Hey, Phil. Let's dial this number right now to show people how to do it. 502-617-4358, which is, what did you say, 4358 stands for?
For DJV.
DJV, of course. Why didn't I think of that? All right, so we'll give you a
for the only people that prank call ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of fun. To have this now, we can have a lot of...
You've reached the DJV program. Thanks for calling in. Doug Steffen here, along with Jen, Victoria, and Jay. All of us want to hear your thoughts about the biggest stories of the day, the news, the events of the day, people, that sort of thing. So by leaving us a detailed message, you understand that you're joining the conversation, which is happening on the air, and your comments may be heard during the DJV program. Here's how you can be part of the conversation. Clearly state your name, the place from which you are calling, that is where you are listening, and then tell us what you want us to know. Whatever it is you want to comment about, share your opinion with us here on the DJV show, and thanks.
Wow, that's pretty good. That sounds like an Atlantic City boardwalker. 502-617-4358. 502-617-4DJV. I think we ought to, well, I need to plug that so we can get their calls along with the input that we already get. I was looking at an email. The reason I brought this up is because I was looking at an email from someone that was prompted by a George W. Bush speech. It's a moderately intricate story. George Bush this week said in a speech, he does a lot of speaking. He doesn't need to speak. He doesn't need to do anything. His family, you know, you go back to his, grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was a senator from Connecticut. Somehow or other, the Bush family had money back generations. And I forget what the origin of it is. But at any rate, they've always been involved in politics. The family has, because they had a lot of money and they wanted to be influencers. So George, frankly, he made some of it on his own when he owned the baseball team, and he had some other business interests when he was flopping around before he became governor and then president. Anyway, he was addressing a group in Dallas the other day, and he said the invasion of Iraq was unjustified, and then somehow realized what he had said and tried to take it back.
Well, that wasn't a very well thought out speech.
Not smart.
He blamed his age for the mistake that he made. But, you know, you have to wonder, because it was a hugely unjustified.
Wait, did he have a slip? Was this like was he trying to say the war in Afghanistan was unjustified and he slipped and said Iraq instead?
It isn't clear which war he was talking about. But if you look at the transcript...
Or maybe even Ukraine. Maybe he's even talking about it now. He meant to say Ukraine and he said Iraq instead.
Well, he's certainly, even when he was president, he was slipping up all the time. He was always making, you know, references to this, that.
Oh, yeah, he gave us nuclear.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I think he started talking about Ukraine. And he said, after he said what he did about Iraq, he said, well, I'm 75. I mean Ukraine.
He's 75?
Yeah, same age. Yeah, right. I was going to say the same age as I am. He is the same age as I am.
Wow, he looks really good for his age.
Yeah, he's taking care of himself.
I did not think he was.
There's not a worry in the world, not a care in the world. Oftentimes, I think Obama looks better now than he did when he was the last couple of years of his presidency. I think that it's
and
just
both
eats
of them
up.
Significantly aged during their presidency. Which
yeah,
we all do.
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump aged a damn
bit. Trump got oranger.
he didn't. Anyway, the point of the email, to go back to Bush, this fellow sent me a note, and his question to me was, can any person with a track record as was exemplified, he made reference to Bloomberg, but others as well, run a country successfully like the United States, never mind the last two presidents or the current one and the one before that. And this guy is a Republican. I know that because I followed his tweets and other stuff. He said, what we need in America is a smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought, can't be paid for, can't be compromised, as our president in 2024. This on the heels of suggestions that Joe Biden has been asked and is thinking about running in 2024. Speculation is heating up as to whether, you know, whether he runs again or he doesn't run again. Certainly a lot of speculation about Trump running again.
But when Bush said that, what did anyone pop into your mind? Because someone totally just leapt right to the forefront of my mind when based on that description.
I'm not sure.
It's not Bloomberg. I know that's not
who I was thinking.
You mean a businessman now?
No, read the description again of what he said we need.
Smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought or paid for or compromised.
I mean, to me, my brain went right to Mark Cuban. That is every single thing that describes Mark Cuban. He's middle of the road. He's not too left. He's not too right.
I think he'd be a very good president.
I think he'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think so, too. I agree with you. And he's the only, you realize, he and Mr. Wonderful are the only two on Shark Tank that have been in every episode. The rest
maybe
of them
kind of like the anchors. Could be Cuban and Wonderful. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Wonderful, but I do like Cuban.
I don't know. He's a jerk, but he.
But no, but I mean,
jerk.
I like him. It's like I like Trump on The Apprentice, right? Like that's where they should have stayed.
I liked him. I liked Trump. I thought that was a great show. It was, and his mannerisms, his expressions, and the look on his face when he said, "You're fired." That captured America. Everybody was talking about that show.
And
Everybody.
They also agreed with most people that he fired. You know, you'd always wonder, like, why is he going to go after this person? But then in the explanation, boy, you always thought, why people went.
I mean, it was a very well-produced show. I mean, the behind-the-scenes that have come out, like the producers, like The Bachelor and all the other stuff that everybody loves, you know, Trump didn't really pick who got fired.
Well, they're privy to the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's the thing that makes it easier.
Well, but still, it was a show that led to a lot of people, hey, let's get Trump as president.
It was a good Sunday night show.
It was a good show. All right. Speaking of Trump, here's something. I think he did a lot of good things, and I think he did a lot of bad things. Most of the bad things I think he did were related to his own kind of snarky personality. But one of the serious mistakes he made, in my opinion, was to clamp down on Cuba again. I thought that was the biggest, phoniest, and I always thought in the back of my mind, is there some business reason for this? Because when Biden, I'm sorry, when
it's because
Obama.
Because they're communists.
Oh, baloney.
Taking orders.
Yeah, that's nonsense. We do business.
It was retaliatory against Obama.
To China, for God's
sake. He wanted to wipe out a lot of stuff Obama did. And
of course he did, because Obama did a lot of stuff that needed to be wiped out. So
well,
I
but
understand.
They all do.
But,
all right, but let's face what's going on right now.
Let's face Cuba. Cuba's starving their own people. They're doing all sorts of things. People are getting like bags of rice dropped off on their doorstep and making it last and two Tylenol. I mean, it's terrible.
We need
there.
To do business with Cuba. We need to open up. We need not to shut off things.
Do we have to do business with Russia?
We have to. We did business with Russia. They're a lot worse than Cuba, and so is China. And we're beholden to China. Our existence depends
but should
on
we
China.
Be? That's the question.
No, of
I
course
mean,
not. But not because they're commies as much as, well, maybe the way they do business. But the Cubans offer something, and the Cuban island offers something, and better to have influence, in my mind, on an island that's 90 miles away from you than to have it shut off and not really know what's going on there. That's the way I look at it.
Honestly, right? I think the only people that care about Cuba are the ones who want to go there on vacation, and I think they miss out on the big picture. What can Cuba do for us that's going to be good for America?
Offer the American companies places, hotel companies, restaurant companies.
Yeah, the hospitality industry
than,
is
like I
dying
said,
to get into
other
Cuba.
Than travel, what can they offer us?
What
but
do we need?
Why, but why does it need to be more than one major industry? Yeah. The travel industry is huge.
What
does
Ethiopia offer
there?
To us? Well, yeah, we have relations with them.
I think Ethiopia's government is probably not quite as dangerous. I mean, I don't know. Look,
I think
world is a big place, and I don't think that it's fair that just Cuba is in the crosshairs. But I think we need to do a lot better at rewarding governments who are acting badly.
No question at all about that.
Venezuela?
Absolutely
should we be
right.
rewarding Iran? Should we
nope.
be rewarding China, Russia, Cuba? I mean, we shouldn't be rewarding governments that are starving and killing their own people, and that's what's happening.
I don't know. How much is Cuba, in an objective way, starving and killing its own people? Because it is become a parama.
They give you a delivery of what you can consume.
They don't have any, but they're shut off, aren't they?
When things were opened up under Obama, I mean, even the Kardashians went there with cameras, and everybody was like, I need to book a trip to Cuba immediately. And the local businesses started to thrive, the hotels.
That's helping the government.
People were employed.
People were making money.
Housekeeping and hotels were getting tips that they never got before. They were making money. Why do you think that the people lined the streets in 2001 in July with mass protests against what was happening of being shut out again? I mean, this is I've always been for opening this up, and I'm happy that Biden's doing it again. It was a campaign promise, and he's making good on it.
I don't know about the political side of it, but I just think. That is better because they're closer to us under the circumstance. I think you're in the dark ages if you think that we're not, somehow or other, there isn't business going on with Americans anyway. It's not open, but there's plenty of business going on with American and American interests there. Anyway, I think that my own spin on it is it's a good thing, frankly. But meanwhile, back to Mark Cuban. And what you were saying about him, Victoria, I think he would be an excellent choice. And he's one of those guys that's not seen as being partisan either, whether he's a Democrat, his stripes are Republican. I'm guessing at some point in his life he was probably a Republican, and some points in his life he's probably a Democrat. And, you know, whether he's identified with either party or not, he is someone who... And also, when you think about Shark Tank, he's so fair, and he thinks things through so quickly. Yeah, that's a good choice. Glad you brought it up. 48 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. TaxCut.com. That's GCN, TaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the DJV Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, here to answer your questions, my questions, questions that come about as a result of some of his research. So the number of hospital physicians, I was talking about being on the program, being in the emergency room, and how the doctors were being abused by some of the patients. And so come to find out, this is fairly normal again, huh?
Well, there's a study out this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Network Open Edition. This is a study of over 1,500 doctors on the clinical faculty at Stanford University School of Medicine, one of the prominent premier schools of medicine in the country. And this took place September, October in 2020. So dealing with COVID and other things. And what they found was that 25%, 23.4 to be exact, but about a quarter of the doctors reported mistreatment at work during the past year. And patients and visitors were the main culprits, reported by about 17% of physicians and accounting for more than 70% of all the events, followed by other physicians as the cause. The most frequent forms of mistreatment for these doctors were verbal, reported by 21.5% of respondents, sexual harassment by 5%, and physical intimidation or abuse by 5%. Right. So be kind to your doctor. They're trying their best, but these are difficult times, and sometimes the tempers are not as controlled as they should be.
Next item of interest here are all the drug overdoses. We've hit a milestone that's not good here, and we don't seem to be dealing with the issue of immigrants, where the drugs are coming from, what are the stats, and I guess the question for many people is, what do we do about it? And it becomes sort of almost a political question, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and this is a clear problem. It's identifiable. And I think we know what the culprit is, and it's just a matter of a collective will to do something about it. And this comes out of the CDC. This is just whoppingly amazing. Nearly 108,000, Doug, over 100,000 people in America died as a result of drug overdose in 2021. This is the highest number recorded in the calendar year, 108,000. And most of the overdoses, you described it, overdose deaths from opioids. This is a class that includes street drugs such as heroin and prescription pain medications such as oxycodone and fentanyl. This totaled nearly 81,000 people in 2021 and was up from about 70,000 in 2020. And the rest of it mostly was cocaine. Cocaine was up from 21 to 25,000 deaths. But it just seems like so much of this is from fentanyl. It's being now
being brought in illegally across our southern border with people, mules carrying it in. And we sit here fat, dumb, and happy letting all these people come into this country. It's outrageous. Outrageous. All right. Guidelines for use of an aspirin. Questions about whether I asked this question myself. You've told me to be on a baby aspirin, take one every night. There are some new guidelines, apparently, though, for using aspirin. What may they be? This is for heart attacks. You're a cardiologist, so this is right up your alley.
Well, this is now a complex question that you can't give one size fits all. What we're talking about specifically is using a single baby aspirin to prevent the first event, the first heart attack or stroke, not people who've already had a heart attack. These are people who you're trying to prevent an event. And up until a few years ago, it was felt that if you had risk factors for coronary disease, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, obese, inactive, poor diet, even your age, your family history, if you had at least two of those, go on a baby aspirin and everything will be better. And then we began to see that there is a little bit of a risk to doing that. Right. And now that has been really toned back. And the important thing about this study is that in these studies that show that perhaps everybody, like we were in the past, giving this aspirin to, we shouldn't. The key is that to get into the study, you had to have no coronary disease. So if you have any plaque in your coronaries, this doesn't apply.
Fine. Yeah. All right. So keep taking the baby aspirin.
Talk to your doctor about it. It's a complex question.
Good question. All right. These are questions. Good questions. Keep them coming. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.